give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We always have a delightful time on our midweek service, and of course, we meet at 7 o'clock, and children's clubs meet during that time in a nursery, and teens and on up are in auditorium together with the adults, and then the Spanish meet as well for their midweek service. And so we invite you out to enjoy good fellowship, singing the songs of God, and studying the Word of God together here in the middle of the week. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to talk to you about something from Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, the last three verses of this chapter, Jesus is speaking, and he says this: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I want to talk to you a little bit today about "I will give you rest." That sounds awful appealing in our day and age, doesn't it? Because we live in a very tense, uptight, and fast-paced world. Everybody seems to be in a hurry. A Tacoma, Washington newspaper carried a story of Tattoo, who was a basset hound, and Tattoo didn't intend to go out for an evening run, but when his owner shut the dog's leash in the car door and took off for a drive, with Tattoo still outside the vehicle, he had no choice. Motorcycle officer Terry Filbert noticed a passing vehicle with something dragging behind it. He commented that the poor basset hound was picking him up and putting him down as fast as he could. He chased the car to a stop, and Tattoo was rescued. But not before that dog had reached a top speed of 25 miles per hour, falling down and rolling over several times. And I'm afraid many of us live our lives like Tattoo. We're picking them up and putting them down as fast as we can, but we're rolling around and feeling like we're getting drugged through life. Time magazine noted that back in the 60s, expert testimony was given to a Senate subcommittee on time management. They predicted that advances in technology would radically change how many hours a week people worked. They forecasted that within 20 years, the average American would be working 22 hours a week. The great challenge, the experts said, would be figuring out what to do with all the excess time. Well, we're almost 60 years past that, and we're wondering, I don't think many of us are wondering what to do with all the extra time on our hands, are we? Let's think about this. If you think you're getting dragged through life, let me ask you a couple things. You complete the sentence. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm just a bundle of nerves. My life is just falling apart. I'm at my wits' end. I feel like resigning from the human race. You see, we all are caught up in that race. And just when you think you're coming along pretty good, here comes someone who's faster than you are. And the rat race is still, the winner of the rat race is still a rat. So how can we, listen, this appeal then to Jesus, this statement by Jesus has a great appeal to us. We all need physical rest. And if we need physical rest, we may take a nap. If we need emotional rest, we try to take a vacation. But where do you find spiritual rest? How can we get relief regarding some of the deepest issues of life at the deepest level of our heart? Jesus spoke to this very issue 2,000 years ago. And so he says, we come to him, we can find rest for our souls. Notice what he says. First of all, come unto me. Come unto me, and I will give you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Charles Spurgeon said, the message of our gospel is a gentle word, come. Our Lord says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Oh, the law says, go and do. The law says, go and take heed to the path you walk. The law says, go and break the commandments and perish, keep them and live. The law drives men with a whip, but Christ draws them with bands of love. The law repels, but the gospel attracts. Christ is the good shepherd who goes before his sheep and says, come, and I will give you rest. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say, come to church and you'll find rest, because that's not where you get the rest. Though I should say some do find rest. The wrong kind of rest. Christianity begins with meeting Christ personally. Going to McDonald's doesn't make you a hamburger. Going in the garage doesn't make you a car. And going to church doesn't make you a Christian. You must know Christ personally. Gathering information about Jesus doesn't make you a Christian. Joining a group doesn't make you a Christian. Having Christian parents doesn't make you a Christian. Being born in America doesn't make you a Christian. He didn't say come to church. He didn't say come to the baptistry. He didn't say come live a good life. He didn't say come do some good deeds. He didn't say come turn over a new leaf. He said come to me. You become a Christian the moment you accepted his invitation to turn from your ways and come to him. Can you look to a time when you decided to answer his call to come? When you said, my life's a wreck, my life's a mess, I have no hope. I'm going to come to Jesus and ask him to give me rest, to give me the gift of eternal life. His invitation is still open. Come all ye that labor and heavy laden. He didn't say you get better to come. He didn't say you have to clean up to come. He just said you come. Oh, don't delay, just come. We spoke the other week about how the Great Supper, God likened salvation to the Great Supper, and the invitation was come, for all things are already. Come. And they all begin to make excuse. I believe, my friend, hell's full of people who intended to come, but never did. They intended to get saved, but they never did. Listen to me, my friend. There's a hole in your soul that only God can fill. And if you want eternal life, you have to come to him for eternal life. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Augustine said, I have read in Plato and Cicero sayings that are very wise and beautiful, but I've never read in either one of them, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You see, the search to satisfy our needs leads down many empty paths, empty roads. The tiresome search of the soul comes up empty. That's what Jesus is speaking to. He can fill that hole. He can fill that need. Just as Saul came to Jesus. Just as Cornelius came to Jesus. Just as Philippian jailer came to Jesus. Just as Lydia came to Jesus. You can come to Jesus as well. Come, come unto me. Secondly, take my yoke upon you. Now, yoke was a type of harness that connected a pair of oxen. That pair of oxen, thus connected by the yoke, would be called a yoke of oxen. And metaphorically, it was used to refer to submission to a teacher. In New Testament times, the phrase take the yoke off was used by rabbis to refer to becoming a submitted pupil of a teacher. Jesus yoke, taking the yoke of Jesus, is the yoke of a relationship with him. Now, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It means it's well fitted. It's each individually designed for every person to fit properly. Rules and religion don't fit the need for personal relationship. His yoke is easy compared to man-made religious yokes. I'm told if the yoke isn't fashioned right and taken and made for that animal, it'll chafe and it'll scratch and it'll irritate and it just won't be enjoyable for the animal. No, Jesus said, no, my yoke is easy compared to those other yokes. My burden is light compared to the burden of human effort. Jesus says, if we take up his yoke, we'll find rest. You're not going to find rest in rules and religion, but you will find rest in a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. A yoke pictures three things. A yoke pictures a connection. You'll be with me. You see, yokes are made for two, not one. We're not meant to go through life living apart from God. His yoke fits well, and it's lighter than the one we've been pulling by ourselves. So stay connected to Jesus. It's connection, but it's also direction. He said, follow me. The idea of a yoke pictures the forward motion of the two that are connected together. See, you're not going to be yoked to Jesus and go your own way anymore. We follow him and his direction for our life. So we follow Jesus. A yoke pictures connection, a yoke pictures direction, and a yoke pictures cooperation. Work with me. To be yoked together means we cooperate with him in his work. Before we came to him, we're living for us, and we're living for what we can get on this side of eternity. But now we're joined to him, and we discover that we're to live not for time, but for eternity. And we only experience that when we obey. We come and take his yoke upon us. So rest is the result of obedience. We rest in him. Someone summarized the thought this way. The fatal mistake of the believer is to seek and bear life's load in a single collar. God never intended man to carry his burden alone. Christ, therefore, deals only in yokes. A yoke is a neck harness for two. And the Lord himself pleads to be one of the two. He wants to share the labor of any galling task. The secret of peace and victory in the Christian life is found in putting off the taxing collar of self and accepting the master's relaxing yoke. So, the Lord Jesus is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to him. Come and accept him as your Savior. Come just as you are. Come knowing your need of a Savior. Come to me, to Jesus. He's the only one that can give you life. He's the only one that offers rest. But then he says, take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you. And that yoke is fitted for you. It's fitted for me. It's fitted for us as individuals so that we can connect with Christ. So we can have direction with Christ and follow him. And so we can have cooperation with Jesus and work with him and him working in us and through us. And then he says, learn of me. And I don't have time to go into develop that today. Let's carry that over to tomorrow, okay? You come back and be with us on the broadcast on Thursday, and we'll continue this thought about learn of me. Talking about rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the words of the Lord Jesus. And we'll go further into that tomorrow, Lord willing, on our broadcast. Learn of me. All right. Well, listen, hope you have a great Wednesday. I'll look forward to seeing some of you in our church service tonight. That's 7 o'clock right here at 2758 Home Road in Grove City. And again, if any of you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share, please call us and leave that with the secretary or maybe on a voicemail. And we'd love to, you can email me as well, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. And we'd be happy to pray for those needs. And there's many that we pray for on a regular basis and who have certain issues. Going through cancer treatments like Sylvia and others with marital issues that we're praying for. And if we can help and pray for you and lift you up in prayer to the Lord, we'd be honored to do that. All right. And thank you again for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Well, I'm Brother Slaybaugh, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And until tomorrow, let me remind you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.